noon at 4 o'clock. And now live from Skinny Keck's, it's the Chris Moyle Show. Coming up today, Coronation Street's Jack Duckworth will be showing us his surgically enhanced bomb cleavage in our new feature, Cracker Jack. Plus, we'll be meeting Porco Rabanne, the chubby love warrior who smells great. But now, please welcome the man with a permanent smile, it's Morrissey.
Hi, everybody. My name is Morrissey. Yeah, I'd like to rap for you today with my good friend Vanilla Ice.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Gotcha, gotcha. Yup, yup. Yeah, come on. From the Smiths, come on!
Check it out, cause ice is
rhyming!
To the top I keep on
climbing!
Suckers, thought I could
swing this!
Now rock the crowd and get a
pump this, go ice!
Everybody is
saying!
To the pump beat that's
playing!
If you wanna stop me, you can't hang! Vanilla thin this with a
come on!
Bang.
Extreme!
Is where I'm taking it, what we get these just keep on faking it!
Smooth!
Like strawberry ice cream, flow with the beat real smooth and nicely.
Ladies!
I wanna rock with you, and later in the night you know I'd like to pursue
something
real sexy and nice.
It's Morrissey and Vanilla Ice!
Radio 1. The BBC would like to apologize for the lack of a funny disc jockey in this link. Unfortunately, Chris Moyle is having a cigarette in the kitchen next door, and he'll be back to entertain you after this. The savior of afternoon radio.
Brilliant, brilliant. He's like a gorgeous man. Do you ever hit this planet?
Chris Moyle.
Gotta shake a shout, your love friend DMC, Jason Nevins, it's like that, and that's the way we play it every hour. It's 4:10 afternoon, I'm Chris Moyles, the saviour of afternoon Radio 1, thanks to Mark Allard, hello Comedy Dave.
Hello.
Hello Melinda.
Hello.
Happy birthday to Melinda for yesterday, by the way, it was Melinda's birthday yesterday.
Thank you very much.
No
Thank
problem, you.
You
saucy man. Did you have a nice time?
I had a fantastic time, you know I did actually.
We had a good time.
It was great, big surprise.
We took him up to the races.
Yep.
In Warwick, we had a lovely time, everybody looked after us, it was marvellous.
So thank you to everybody at Warwick that we met. Good day, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah, thank you very much.
Talk about that later. There's a lot of things to talk about today, so 08700 100 100. I reckon we'll take a lot of phone calls today, there's a lot of things to talk about. There's a lot of things I want to get off my chest today. And judging by the Sun newspaper, there's a lot of things that Zoe Ball wanted to get off her chest the other day. Picture exclusive in the Sun, Zoe strips, she has a ball going topless.
Zoe All, wasn't it?
Yeah, Zoe All is the headline. Zoeing, Zoeing gone as she takes her blue top off.
Wow.
And reveals her humongous 22B breasts. Have you seen the pictures yet?
I have, yeah.
They're really good. Have a look at this. There you go. They're the pictures of Zoe Ball. There you go, Zoe.
She looks different on holiday, didn't she?
Oh, no, hang on, sorry. That's a copy
of
Playboy.
One.
Sorry about that. I'm sorry. I held up a copy of Playboy. There she is, on holiday. There's Zoe.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a pull-out version there.
Centerfold.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's
taking Playboy. Taking the bottoms off as well.
Sorry, that's Natalie Sokolova, who's the...
Natalie what?
Sokolova.
Right.
And I certainly would like to suckle her over. And that's the Miss April 1999 play.
Good.
No, I do think it's funny that Zoe Ball appearing topless in the paper is like me appearing in Big Willy magazine, isn't it, really? Bottomless. It's like, Zoe doesn't have breasts. It's like two chairs on an ironing board. Why would you want to do that? I don't know. But have you read the article? It's really good.
No.
Jason Fraser, by the way, is the bloke who took the pictures.
Right.
I was watching The Big Breakfast this morning and Johnny Vaughan was doing a good little rant about it. He was getting on his high horse a little bit about the whole thing.
What was he saying?
He was just basically saying, isn't it good how, the same as we do, isn't it good how there's always somebody who gives a really good quote? And the quote from one holidaymaker, no names obviously, but a holidaymaker said, all the women here go topless, but Zoe really shone. She looked fantastic. Norman's a very lucky man.
That's a beautiful quote.
As Johnny said, that's the kind of thing that every woman says, isn't it, when they're on holiday? Lovely breasts. They did all that.
My favourite line's the last one.
Zoe taking a break after quitting TV's Live and Kicking frolicked with Norman 35 on the deserted island of Le Bleu, and they shared a long, passionate kiss on the island pier.
Well.
But let's just read that again, shall we? Zoe taking a break after quitting TV's Live and Kicking.
Yes, we know.
Frolicked with Norman 35.
We know. Cares,
on the deserted island. On the what? Well, obviously it wasn't that deserted, because there was a Sun photographer there.
And holiday makers.
Yeah. So, not deserted at all, in fact, because there were paparazzi there. I've said this before, I don't think it's fair. She's on holiday. She didn't give anyone permission to take her, you know, take pictures of her breasts. She doesn't have breasts. She has legs. She said this before. Legs rather than breasts. That's what Zoe has. Long legs, no breasts.
They've pictured her legs as well.
Sort of. Two pimples on a baby's bottom. That's what she's got. She hasn't, you know, she's not a busty woman. But there she is, the papers go mad about it. So Jason Fraser, I think we should do the same to Jason Fraser. Anybody knows who he is, or where he lives, or anything about him, let us know. And if you can't get through, but you do know where he lives, why not follow him around for a week with a camera? When he goes to the pub, take a picture of him having a pint. When he goes to the shop, take a picture of him buying some milk.
When he goes for a wee,
take a picture of him coming out of the cubicle. Take pictures of Jason Fraser all the time and see how he likes it. And then we'll publish them on the website, on the Radio 1 website. That'd be nice, wouldn't
it? That's a good idea.
See how you feel about it, Jason. Small Jason, 32, or however old he is, we should do it to him. She's on holiday, for God's sake. Leave the woman alone.
Might be you next.
Bubbly Zoe, 28, showed she still needs to work on her tan, but she was wise to protect her pale skin under the fierce sunshine. What? Shut up! Why don't you just be honest about it and print it as it is? Put the pictures there, and the only words you need to print next to it are, oh, we've seen Zoe Ball's nipples. I think it's outrageous. I think it shouldn't be allowed. I really do.
It's an invasion.
And if you're going to take pictures of somebody on holiday with the breasts out, make it Kelly Brook or something like that who's got something to show. You know? I know you've heard. Another level. Is that the one there? Is that off the Notting Hill soundtrack? That's not actually that bad, is it?
Okay, isn't it?
Yeah. To say that we're not big fans of Another Level, it's not bad. In fact, it's all right. You know, that's not a bad Notting Hill soundtrack.
Is it not?
No. It features tracks from people like Another Level, Ronan Keating, Elvis Costello, Al Green, Pulp, Lighthouse Family, Shania Twain, but you can't have everything, can you? And the release date is on 24th of March 1999. Jasper Burnham has free copies though on 0818 910 3269. What, is he not? Someone's saying no.
No, he doesn't want you to give out his number. So don't
do it
again.
You can email Jasper at burnhamj@uk.polygram.com.
He's going to hate you now.
He's a lovely man though. Very nice. This big sexy hunker hunker burning love he is.
He's going to smash your face in.
No, he won't. He will. I just promoted his album for him for free. What more does he want?
And ruined his afternoon.
Tell you what song's really good in there that they should release and it'll be a number one single. That Elvis Costello track, She.
Is it?
It's very, very nice. It's on right at the beginning of the film, isn't it? It's really nice.
I've still not seen the film yet.
Notting Hill's really good. When does it come out? Friday? 2 weeks Friday? I don't know.
Soon.
3 weeks? I don't know. Comes out sometime this year, I know that. Notting Hill. Really good. Now listen to this, listen. It's the beginning. It's the music they use at the beginning.
Right.
Who's this by?
She
Elvis Costello.
May be the face I can't forget. A trace of pleasure or regret.
Really nice.
Maybe my treasure or the price I have to pay.
Really nice.
He's got a funny voice, though, hasn't he, I think?
I think Elvis Costello's... he's got a distinctive voice. Strange that he's doing these concerts with Burt Bacharach. Burt Bacharach can't sing.
But he's a good player.
Burt Bacharach has written some of the best songs in the world ever, yet he can't sing for Toffee. What does Elvis Costello want to do a concert with him for? He will know the word I'll never get! Shut up. Anyway, Notting Hill soundtrack, though. I had to mention that because I think our producer Richard's just come back on the show today. It's his first day back for a few days since he recovered from jet lag. Sorry, recovered from the flu.
Flu.
That took him off on holiday to Ibiza. Sorry, that
took him in bed for 3 days.
Kept him in bed for 3 days in the beautiful island of Hawaii, in his flat in London. Our producer's been ill. He's been off for about 3 or 4 days. Comes back with a tan. Now, I'm sorry. You don't, do you?
He's been recuperating on his veranda in London, I think, maybe, perhaps.
I don't want to know what he gets up to in his personal life, Dave. That's his business. Zoe All. Zoe Ball takes the top off. Wow, picture exclusive.
Who cares?
No one cares.
We've seen him before, anyway.
She's always flashing her breasts around work. No, if you want to get a really exclusive shot that you're not going to see, you know, how about Mark and Lard's arses?
Mm.
You know, Mark and Lard's hairy arse.
Or their armpits.
Yeah. If you really want, you know, a good exclusive picture, have John Peel in pyjamas. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Mm. That's the picture you don't see, you know. Or the best one, of course, would be if you want to see a really exclusive picture, picture exclusive in the Sun, Comedy Dave, getting around in.
The biggest film this century is about to be released.
Pulp Melinda!
Everybody be cool, this is a robbery. And if you people move, and I'll make you wet with this water pistol.
Starring Melinda and Comedy Dave.
Hey, Dave.
What?
Do you know what they call a quarter pounder with cheese in France?
Le Chicken McNugget.
No, silly. Chicken Royale. Chicken Royale.
The film of the year, says The Sun. I haven't seen it, says Sky Magazine. See it for yourself, starting Friday. Pulp Melinda, rated 18.
The biggest film this century is about to be released. Star Wars, The Phantom Menace, on Radio 1. We're getting ready for the big final this Friday.
Have you got some ideas in your head?
I've got a few.
Right, well, I need one.
I'm going to go for the Imperial Stormtroopers.
The answer is Boba Fett. Ah! What type of creature lives in the garbage disposal unit on board the Death Star?
No, we don't have an answer, Simon.
It was the Dianoga or garbage squid.
Ah.
Let's try line 27. Hello?
Hello?
The Ewoks live on the forest moon of which planet?
Endor.
Is the right answer.
Listen to Simon Mayo all this week to book your place in Friday's final. It could be you seeing Star Wars The Phantom Menace before the rest of the world and joining Simon next Monday for a Star Wars special. Live from Los Angeles, California, with Radio 1. We'll keep the Force with you. Always.
It must be 97 to 99 FM, Radio 1.
Under a bridge.
That's right.
0800 100 100 if you have anything to add to today's show. Do you want to take a call?
Yeah.
What line?
Line 2.
Line 2, hello.
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
This is Joe.
Yes, Joe, what's up?
I just want to tell you about an evening I had out in your hometown.
Lovely Leeds.
Yes, where all the women thought I was Chris Miles and I had a great success rate.
Success rate in what?
Pulling the birds.
Pulling the birds.
Just like you, Chris.
Well, I don't know about that. Whereabouts were you in Leeds?
Round and about, and then ended up at a gambling place in Leeds.
Casino?
Yes.
And what, and you were going around telling people that you were me?
No, no, they kept coming up to me and saying, are you Chris Miles off Radio 1?
And you
on a baby.
And you obviously said, yes.
No, I didn't, because I've seen what you like, mate.
Eh?
I've seen what you like.
What, good looking, attractive and well hung? Thank you very much.
Yes, if that's the way you want to play
so
it, yeah.
So people thought you were me and then what, after a while you stopped saying no and you just, what, let them play along? What was the deal?
No, I don't know what I did really.
You
I
can't remember, you got so trolled, yeah. So trolled you can't actually remember exactly what you were doing.
Yes, exactly, but I did win about 150 quid, so it wasn't such a bad night, really.
Excellent, well, I'll have 20% of that then, thank you.
Yeah.
All right, lovely.
And do you want the number of the blonde bit I pulled?
No,
very,
no.
Very
you're,
nice.
You're all right, mate, thanks, mate, I'm not into truckers. All right, cheers then.
Bye.
Bye, all right, good. See the listeners we have, Dave?
I know.
Keep well away from them when you're out in public. News next, this is Sixpence None the Richer. It's out Monday of next week. Sixpence None the Richer.
Kiss me.
What?
Kiss me.
No.
That's what it's called, isn't it?
Oh, I thought you wanted me to come over there and give you a bit of sugar, baby.
Never. Ever. Ever.
Give me some sugar, baby.
Shut your goblet.
New Radicals on the way. Puff Daddy, Bare Naked Ladies, and Bare Naked Ladies playing London tonight. The gig was cancelled a couple of weeks ago. They're replaying it tonight, spotting the beautiful south. We're supposed to be on stage with them, doing Chicken and China, the Chinese Chicken.
You have a drumstick and your brain stops ticking.
Watch next slides with the lights on, with the Amazon.
I hope the smoking man's in this one.
But we're not doing it. Well, we might do it. I'm decided.
We will do it.
Who knows? Oh, wait, 700, 100, 100 more calls later. We'll continue after news of Claire Kavanagh, 4:30.
97 to 99 FM, Radio 1, Newsbeat.
The Chinese government's demanding a full inquiry and apology for the NATO bombing of its embassy in Belgrade. NATO's already said it was a mistake and they're sorry, Foreign Secretary Robin Cook.
The review continues into how this error could have occurred and the procedures that gave rise to it. My right honourable friend, the Prime Minister, has written to Zhu Rongji, the Chinese Premier, expressing our deep regret at the error and assuring him that there was no deliberate intent on the part of the Allies to attack the Chinese embassy.
Reports from Belgrade say the Yugoslav army has ordered some of its military forces out of Kosovo. They say it's because operations against the rebel KLA are over. The news comes as a former UN official claims President Milosevic wants to negotiate an end to the crisis. A Lancashire schoolboy who's been missing from home for 6 days has been reunited with his parents. Martin Dugrid was found safe and well in West Sussex. A man's been arrested. His teacher, Morag Hill, says he's well-liked.
Bright, lively, very popular with his friends. But they were extremely pleased when the notice came out over the intercom. Yeah, you know, we're really glad he's back.
The man accused of carrying out a series of nail bomb attacks in London has made his second appearance before magistrates in the capital. 22-year-old David Copeland from Farnborough in Hampshire faces 3 charges of murder.
Newsbeat.
TV producers will get new findings into what viewers think of violence on screen to help them decide what scenes should be cut. New research shows people make a clear distinction between what's called playful violence and more realistic scenes. Author David Morrison.
Somebody was actually having a row in a pub and it finished in fisticuffs, it would be considered as violent. If somebody then glassed somebody, that would be seen as real violence, because if it was unjustified, the response was out of proportion to the offence given.
School nurses could be given the power to hand out contraception to children over 13. The government's thinking about it because of the rising number of teenage pregnancies. Pupils at one school in Swindon aren't so sure.
Some people I know are scared to go to the doctor. Others have said it's too expensive, which isn't really an excuse, I know. I think it's disgusting how many girls get pregnant when today there's so much on television with the teenage magazines always doing pieces on sex.
The Irish FA is angry that UEFA have told Yugoslavia they can play the rest of their Euro 2000 home matches at neutral venues. The Irish have already been beaten in Belgrade, and their chief executive, Bernard O'Byrne, says that defeat shouldn't stand.
But I think a basic premise of football at all levels, of all grades, is that everybody is treated equally. And if we have a group where we're the only country that has to travel to Belgrade, and Croatia, Macedonia and Malta don't have to travel to Belgrade, that's clearly unfair. So we're just asking for fairness to be established.
First Division Huddersfield have sacked their manager Peter Jackson after finishing 10th in the First Division. Scarborough chairman John Russell believes his club should be allowed to stay in the Football League. He says Carlisle goalkeeper Jimmy Glass, who scored the goal which kept the Cumbrians in Division 3, wasn't eligible to play. And Leroy Rivette, the Leeds rugby winger who scored a record 4 tries at Wembley, has been named in the Great Britain squad. I'm David Oates.
Who's that woolly woofter?
Can I do the weather now?
I pressed the wrong button.
Do you mind?
Who's that woolly woofter? I'm sorry, I pressed the wrong button.
Showers dying away for most of Britain through the night, but staying wet in the west tomorrow, more sunshine and showers everywhere. Highs of 18 Celsius. We'll update the news and sport at 5 o'clock.
Sorry, I didn't get any of that. Can you do the weather again?
No, because I haven't got a jingle.
They can do it for you next door.
Open me, Mike.
They can have the weather.
Oh, it is open.
They can have the weather on within seconds.
You got
5 hours. There you go.
Showers dying away for most of Britain through the night, but staying wet in the west. Tomorrow, more sunshine and showers everywhere. Highs of 18 Celsius. News and sport at 5. Happy?
News and sport at 5. You alright there, Claire?
Yeah.
You had a nice weekend?
Lovely.
What did you get up to?
I went to Rill.
To Rill? We've been there.
You're a rock and roll queen, you know how to live, aren't you? What are you doing in Rill?
I had a couple of sun photographers chasing me.
Really?
Yeah, because my
going, where are your breasts? I don't know, I don't mean it like
thank
that.
You.
No, I just, you know, I said, let me see your nipples.
Start the car.
Yeah. Taxi?
Yeah.
What were you doing in Rill?
Oh, just chilling out in Rill.
Chilling in Rill?
With who?
The husband.
Really?
Yeah.
Excellent. Did you used to work for your husband in a previous job?
No.
No, that was the guy you had an affair with, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Sorry, just remember. And he had a nice time, then he come back to work and everything's happy. They're all looking after you today. You good?
Yeah, it's great, yeah.
I enjoy you when you're reading the news on our show. It's really good.
Thanks.
You've got a very good news reading voice.
Thank you.
And I like it because you've got a real dodgy background and we learn something new about you every bulletin. I'm looking forward to 5 o'clock. We'll ask you what kind of food you like.
Here's a man with a lot on
your stomach.
You're listening to the Chris Moyle Show.
97 to 99 FM.
Puff Daddy. Do you think for breakfast he has sugar puffs?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. Cream puffs.
Mm. Cheesy puffs.
If he did a really kind of croony record,
yeah,
he'd be Cheesy Puff Daddy.
That's right, yeah.
Right, yeah. And I'll be missing you at Radio World. Hello. It's 4:43. Tonight, the Bare Naked Ladies are playing at Wembley Arena. The rescheduled gig. We were supposed to be live on stage them last time, but it got cancelled. Mm-hmm. What a shame. So, there you go. But they will be playing tonight. And I believe, from the Bare Naked Ladies, is the lovely ex-boyfriend of mine, Ed. Hello, Ed.
Hello.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm very good. I'm very well. Where are you?
I'm actually in the bowels of Wembley Arena right now.
Wow.
And Beautiful Sounds is just starting sound checking, so it's ridiculously loud in here. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, we can hear you clear as a bell.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
So you guys going to rock the joint tonight?
We're going to rock the house.
All right.
You're not allowed to say joint on Radio 1.
Well, you know, it's you know the context it was in.
I know. You meant kind of like a little roll up. No, you meant the gig.
Roll up.
Yeah, roll up to the greatest show on earth.
Yeah.
Which is.
Last number you guys played? I found it very puffy.
Puff Daddy?
It was.
Mm. Puffy.
See, yeah. I can hear puffiness anywhere.
Is that right? I believe you are a puff expert. As in, you know all the tracks by Puff Daddy.
Absolutely.
They are. Is that them sound checking in the background?
Yeah, can you hear that?
Yeah.
Vaguely.
That's going to be a great gig, isn't it? So
I'm
right.
Glad you can hear that because I can't hear you.
Oh, well, we're here. We can hear you all.
Hello.
I can sort of hear you. So are you both going to take the stage tonight and rock the house?
Well, this is it. We were supposed to do it last time and we didn't because the gig got cancelled, so you didn't
perform. Well, it got cancelled because you couldn't do it last time.
Well, that was
so
it, yeah.
So we cancelled the whole gig.
But I've been thinking you probably don't want us ruining your perfectly, precision to the second, to all that perfect, your great set. You don't want a big fat bloke like me and a little fella like him coming on and ruining it, do you?
Oh, come on. It will elevate the evening to a new height.
Oh, okay, yeah. Then we'll do it then.
All right, okay. All right. Only if we can share the rider. We'll be there. But we're stuck a little bit on because what we're going to do is we're going to do a little bit of 1 week.
Yeah.
Right. And we did it on the air a couple of Saturdays, but when the guys were on the show, we did it then. I thought we did a fairly good job.
You did a very good job.
But here's the problem I have, Ed. Here's what you can help us with. I've got Chicken of China, the Chinese Chicken, Elm Drum, Chicken of Brain, South Chicken, Watch Thanks, Fives, One Night, Someone Done the Mason, and the Smoking Mans, and this one. I've got all that.
Wow.
Like Harrison Ford, getting frantic, the Summon, Chanting, the Six Gouge, and Satisfy. I can do all that. But then after Satisfy, I get a little bit mixed up.
Right.
So what is it after that?
Is that the, like, Kurosawa bit?
Yeah, Kurosawa.
Like Kurosawa, I make mad films.
I make mad films.
Write that down.
Okay, I don't make films.
Okay.
But if I did, they'd have a samurai. Then it goes to where I assume you're going to hand the baton to me.
I think so, because going to get a set of medical clubs and all that, I can't do.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
not
it's
bad,
like Kurosawa, I don't make mad films. Okay, I don't make films, but if I did have right, see, we might even hand the baton to you a little bit earlier.
You can say ninja. If you're having trouble with samurai.
Oh, no, samurai, it's Kurosawa I have.
Like Kurosawa.
Can we say like Spielberg? Because I don't know who Kurosawa is.
You don't know Akira Kurosawa?
No. My brother does, Kieran does.
Miles.
But I don't, who is he?
He's a hugely influential director. He made a movie called The Shadow Warrior, Kagemusha, and he made Dreams, and he made Seven Samurai.
All right.
Made,
Snow
believe,
White and the Seven Samurai.
I believe
Seven.
He made Mighty Joe Young.
And the
well.
Goonies.
No, Goonies 2, he did the sequel.
Was he also in Cocoon?
Yes, he didn't make Cocoon, he was in it.
Yeah, I believe that. Now I know who he is, yeah, very good. That goes why I would make bad films. Okay, I can make films. If it's something. Oh, well, I'll try, but I'll tell you what, we'll try.
We can do it.
Ed, if you really want us on stage tonight at Wembley Arena during 1 week, we will do it.
We want you.
Okay, we'll do it. Hooray! Chicken of China, the Chinese chicken, the Elm Drum, the Brain, South Chicken.
You got it.
Yeah, but obviously, what
we're going to bring you up, we're going to bring you up in the middle of the song.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, and
with a fierce intro.
Okay. Well, listen.
And then our plan is you do your bit.
Yeah.
And then what you do is you get the hell off the stage.
Okay, that sounds good to me. What time you on at Wembley Arena tonight?
We're on at 7:30.
7:30, Bare Naked Ladies live at Wembley Arena, and we'll be on 7:32 and a half. Thanks, Ed.
Okay, thanks.
See you later tonight, Ed, from the Bare Naked Ladies. Naked Ladies at Radio 1, and it's all been done. All right, so there we go. We're on live tonight at Wembley Arena.
Sorted.
It takes bands years to get to Wembley Arena, but we're going to do it, and we haven't even released a record.
We'll have an album deal after this.
Chicken of China, the Chinese chicken.
You have the drumstick, and your brain stops ticking.
Starts
ticking. We'll practice in the taxi on the way up.
Chicken of China, Chinese chicken, you have the drumstick, and your brain starts ticking.
What's your next files with no lights on?
I've done a mason, I'm smoking lines on this one.
Like Harrison Ford, I'm getting frantic.
I'm sticking tantric.
Like Snickers guaranteed to satisfy.
Like Kurosawa, I make mad films.
But I don't make films.
But if I did it, I'm a samurai.
Got it.
Gonna get a set of better clubs.
That's when we hand over to Ed.
I can do the first line. Gonna get a set of better club. No.
Yeah, but you'll screw it up, though.
Do you know what? I probably will screw it up. So we'll just do that bit. Live on stage tonight, me and Comedy Dave. Woo! And Melinda. Do you want to come on, Melinda?
I'm not invited.
No, fair enough, you're not. On Gloucestershire tonight, all the top stories from around the world, including...
Right, what about that picture exclusive? Here, Brian, have you got those photos back here?
Yeah, I've got them over here, boss. Check it. Look at that there. Look at it.
Jeez, what the bloody hell is that?
Well, you told me to do it.
No, Sean, you can't publish pictures of this.
What?
It's disgusting.
You said take a picture of it.
I told you to get photographs of Norman Cook, not Norman's Cook.
All the top stories, Gloucestershire tonight. Because Gloucestershire cares.
So, Dave.
What?
Take that, Gary's drug shame was the front of the Sun today.
I saw it.
Just underneath Zoe's nips.
I was shocked and appalled.
I binged on coke and ecstasy, said Gary Barlow.
No way.
Really? In an exclusive interview with the Sun, Gary Barlow also revealed that he has bedded hundreds of girl fans.
Wow.
He said, it was wild inside that, and every situation we were in, we did it to the max. So it's also been revealed that he talks in young hip style words.
Radical, dude.
I've done drugs but never had a problem, said Gary. He's had a few problems with his hairstyle, hasn't he?
Yes.
But a couple of problems with his weight.
And his clothes.
Yeah.
Have you seen they picked the worst photo of him they could find as well?
Yeah, exactly. So there you go, you heard it here and you saw it in the newspapers. Gary Barlow. Binged on coke and ecstasy.
Wow.
And apparently he starts his new weekend show on Radio 2 next month. Supergrass and humping on the stereo.
Humping.
What?
Pumping on
humping.
The stereo. Pumping.
Humping. That's the noise it would make. 08700 100 100. We need a new caller for Viaduct. Do we need one or two?
One, I think.
One. 08700 100 100 if you want to play Viaduct. And coming up in the next half hour of this show, more from Gloucestershire reports. Fats and Small, Travis, Chicane with excellent record, Saltwater, Cause and Dreams. Plus, we'll be asking the question, is there anybody who listens to this show who's actually watched an episode of Goodnight, Mr. Tom, which won at the BAFTAs the other night?
Never heard of it.
Neither have I. What the heck is Goodnight, Mr. Tom?
Dunno.
Never even heard of it. All that and all the other news stories later. After Real Radio News with Claire, it's now 5 o'clock.
97 to 99 FM, Radio 1, Newsbeat.
Next from us, more on the Serb forces pulling out of Kosovo, the latest on plans to scrap tuition fees for Scottish students, and could you survive 5 days with just your PC for company? That's on Newsbeat at 5:45.
I've heard about that PC thing.
Oh, yeah?
And it's just a big waste of time and money.
Why so?
It serves no purpose.
Okay.
No, it's true.
All right, believe
me. Do you know the story, or are you just reading what we know as a tease?
I'm naturally across all the day's news story.
Okay, explain it to
I'm
me.
I'm straddling them in a big way.
I don't want to know what you're straddling in a big way, love. Just get on with the job. The job that you get paid for. I mean, as in reading the news. Oh, dear. But she's wild after a few drinks. Don't you think, Dave? But she's wild after a few drinks.
Crazy cat.
Yeah. You know that BA stewardess who wears strips?
Yeah.
That's what it is, a brass around the runway.
Yeah.
But after a couple of Bloody Marys, Claire Kavanagh, she's got her knickers around her head, running around the newsroom. a high heel sticking out of Rhea's going, look at me, I'm Yoda! Do you know, I bet she does that.
I do know.
I just have a feeling that you could be a bit of a wildcat. So this story, this what they're doing is they're doing a survey to see if people can survive on the internet alone. Is that right?
Yeah.
And they're giving them £500.
Yeah.
And a PC.
They're giving them a credit card.
Yeah.
And the internet.
With £500 on
and
it.
And they have to,
they've got to buy
themselves.
Food and clothes and stuff like that just through, completely online.
Yeah.
Why?
Just go to the shop.
The shops. Do you know what I mean? There's Kay's catalogue. There's loads of stuff.
Order pizza.
What's the point of that?
Kay's catalogue.
But do you know what I mean?
You're classy.
But it doesn't make any sense, does it?
No.
Actually, I am very classy. How dare you ever go at me? How dare you ever go at me, you ugly scruff?
More of a Grattan's catalogue, man.
What are you wearing at the moment? Describe the outfit you're wearing and don't lie. A pair of curtains as a blouse, I bet. I bet you're wearing flared trousers as well and really scuffy shoes.
Yeah. No, top quality trainers.
What are you wearing?
As you describe.
What kind of trainers are you wearing? Come on.
No, I can't say.
No, so you're scruffy. I'm wearing Nike Airs. What are you wearing?
Green Flash.
Knickers on the head again.
Yeah.
Pipe.
Or around her ankles, one or the other. It could have been too big.
Yeah.
I have that problem since I'm
plastic's gone.
Yeah, you know. 97
to 99 FM. 97 to 99 FM. Radio 1.
What?
Nothing.
4.5 million listeners and rising.
Rapidly.
Tell all your friends as the show shows. It's 5 past 5, Fats and Small coming up, and then Viaduct 08700 100 100. Here's the cause. Lift up your armpits and sing. Fats and Small at Radio 1, turn around. Of course, before that with Dreams, 97 to 99 FM across the nation.
Nations.
Sorry. Well, if you're in Wales, across the nation of Wales.
Suppose.
And the BBC logo, Nation Shall Speak Unto Nation.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Do you really not know that?
No.
What?
Shall speak peace unto nation.
Yeah, but we don't talk peace. We talk crap.
Talk peace.
That's the logo of our show.
The nation
shall speak crap unto nation. Hello! And ladies and gentlemen, we're joined by John Culshaw.
Hey. Hello!
Man of one voice. But different.
Oh, you made me laugh. You made me laugh. I was doing the voiceover session in there, and you were like shouting naughty words into my headphones and putting me off, Chris.
I was going, Willy, sausages, tell me banana, bum, custard cannon, boo,
earwax.
Hey,
what?
Leave it.
Leave it.
Leave it now. Their parents picking their kids up from school. Mummy, what's earwax? Dear BBC, I would like to complain about that horrible John Crunshaw on the Chris Mims show for saying the word earwax. I had to explain to my child what earwax was. I want this man burned to the stake. That's the kind of complaints we have for this show. I was picking my sunstroke daughter up from school the other day, and I heard Chris Moore shout out the word nipples. I had to explain to my 49-year-old auntie what nipples were. Please burn this man alive and wreck his house.
You're vermin.
Yeah. I like that we do that. We get complaints every so often, and they actually say what radio should do to us. You never do that. For example, if you bought something in the shop, it was mouldy or there was some twigs in it or something, and like a yoghurt, you'd write and say, I found this twig in this yoghurt, what are you going to do? You wouldn't write in and go, I found this twig in this yoghurt, find out who did it and string them up by their testicles. You would never do that, would you? But we get it. Dear BBs, dear Radio 1, I would like to complain about that horrible Chris Moyles for saying the word, I don't know, fart on the air. Please take off his shoes and smack him round the face with a heel. That's what we get.
You're provocative,
The other ones we get is, I'm disgusted by Chris Moyles, what are the BBC going to do about it? Well, kill me, I suppose, I don't know.
But they still listen
every
day.
Knock me down a flight of stairs. Dear Mrs. Miggins from Castleford, don't worry, we read your letter, so what we did was we gave Chris Moyles 1,000 lashes with Mary Ann Hobbs' leather belt.
And some twigs.
So there you go. Right, anyway, we've got to play Viaduct. Line one is John Culshaw. Hello, John.
Hello there, hello.
How are you?
I'm very well, very well.
Now, the reason John's on is what, Mel? Mel, I just gestured to Mel to come to the microphone. He looked behind him.
I thought there was somebody behind him.
No, you! What's happened to our champion?
Fiona, she's at school today. She didn't tell us on Friday, but she can't make it.
No. So John's going to be playing for her, right?
Okay.
And you're playing against James. Hello, James.
Hop on, baby!
Hop on, baby. How are you?
All right, thanks. How are you, Mr. Christopher Royal?
Very, very well, Mr. James, you.
I'm good to hear it.
What do you do for a living, James?
I am a barman.
Barman?
Perfect.
Where?
At the Beefeater in Colchester. One of the finest pubs in Essex.
The Beefeater in Colchester?
The Albert.
Pardon?
The what?
The Albert Beefeater.
The Albert Beefeater. And apparently he did eat a lot of beef, did Albert?
He did, yeah.
Quality food.
The Beefeater.
Hey, nice. And how long have you been working there?
Since September last year.
How old are you?
I'm 20.
20? Is this your full-time job?
Well, it is at the moment, and I'm big and famous and rich.
What do you want to do?
Work on UK Play with some TV show that no one watches.
Oh, right, okay.
I'm like yours, everyone watches.
What do you actually want to do?
I want to be a TV presenter.
Is that what you want to do?
Yeah.
What kind of TV do you want to present?
Good TV.
No, seriously, answer the question.
No, I'm answering the question. I want to do...
Not Record Breakers.
Music programming. It's a bit fresher than TFI Friday. It's more stale than last Friday's bread.
What?
I don't know.
So are you slagging on TFI Friday?
Maybe.
You don't like it?
Maybe.
Are you saying that it's not as good as it used to be because the whole production team have got lazy and it doesn't have the same spark that it used to have a few years ago?
Maybe.
I say I'd never say that, but thanks for your comments on the show. I'm sure Chris will be listening, he'll make a note of it. Like Richard Branson does when he's on airplanes. You know, makes a note of what the people say.
He does, like, little surveys.
Yeah. So, do you have any experience about TV presenting at all?
I've watched... The Big Breakfast.
You've watched TV, and you have a TV, and you think you could be a TV presenter. What else do you need? I have watched the telly.
He's perfect.
I know what to do, yeah. Well, you know, good luck in your chosen career.
Well, if Kelly Brook can do it, I've just got to get some hormone replacements, and I'll be laughing.
Are you saying Kelly Brook only got the job because she's beautiful with a lovely body and great breasts?
Maybe.
That's a dreadful thing to insinuate.
Maybe.
Tell you what though, mate, fair. She got a lot better. And remember, people forget, when Denise Van Outen, the queen of breakfast television as they called her, when she first started on The Big Breakfast, she was like a dead dog.
She was poop.
She was awful.
And when she left, she was like a...
She was like a beautiful woman who had blossomed into an experienced TV presenter.
A princess of professionalism.
Right, you ready to play Viaduct? You know
I am.
Good, you're going to lose, by the way. John, you ready to play?
I'm ready. I'm ready to come on and like whoop this guy who comes onto your show and trying to be
Just
smart.
Just say yes.
Yeah.
We asked John the question, he doesn't answer. We asked James' question, he has to give us John's previous answer and so on and so forth. Should we play?
Yes.
Let's play Viaduct. John, beat him.
Okay.
John, you might find these up your nose or on a golf course. James, complete the line for this famous song, 10 green somethings hanging on the wall.
Bogies.
John, who does Judy Finnegan Cobb send this morning with?
Bottles.
James, what's the name of the lead singer with the Fun-Loving Criminals?
Richard Madeley.
John, drinking too much makes you what? Drinking
Hang
too
on.
Much
I'm
makes
thinking.
You what?
Huey.
James, who was Miss Piggy's green little friend in the Muppet Show?
Sick.
John, who would you associate with Anna Friel, Tracy Shaw, Summer Holiday and Pond Slime?
Kermit the Frog.
James, who had top 10 hits with Umbop and Where's the Love?
Darren Day.
John, what is the plural of fart?
Hanson.
James, complete this code Robbie Williams lyric, My breath smells of 1,000 watts.
Hard.
John, what does a workman keep in his toolbox?
Fags.
James, Chris Tarrant presents a show called Who Wants to Be, what?
Tools.
John, who plays Peggy Mitchell in EastEnders?
Millionaire.
James, whose current single is called Disco Down?
Peggy.
You slag off Kelly Brook, haha! You slag off TFI Friday, but now who's laughing now?
Stop
Chris
cut.
Evans and Kelly Brook are laughing at you as you squirm in your puddle of rubbishness.
Boy-friendly.
And I knew that I had to go out there, and you know, he was coming out, he was saying a lot of bad things, he was like saying bad stuff about our friends, and I just had to know that I was gonna go out there and just like whoop him bad the only way that, you know we can do it.
James?
Yeah?
Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye. But good luck with your chosen career of television presenter. Thanks, John.
Thank you very much.
All right. Fired up back again tomorrow. 20 past five, this is Travis.
Everything's open.
I like that. Travis and Driftwood.
It's nice, isn't it?
On Radio 1.
Mm.
Do you think that guy will be a famous TV presenter who one day will laugh in our poor faces as well local radio presenters in Cornwall?
Who?
That guy who's on Viaduct.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think one day he'll have his hour of glory when we're small and he's big?
I think one day he'll have global megastardom.
That's easy for you to say.
Mm.
You think he'll actually be bigger than us one day and he'll make us look stupid?
Perhaps.
Well, I don't, actually. I think he'll probably end up working the bar for the rest of his life. But still, he had a good crack at it, didn't he?
Or a petrol station.
Yeah. Or, the worst job you could ever have, you really, really should have studied harder at school.
Mm.
You really, really should have taken less sickies. And you should have just done anything else but play about when you were learning. You should have done some kind of studying. And you know your life is ruined if your daily job is holding a sign which says golf sale and it has a big arrow pointing. That must be the worst job in the world. They have them all over London.
It's an easy job, though.
They stand there with this big lump of wood with a square on the top saying golf sale in big letters. And that's all they do all day is hold this sign and get paid for it.
Why do so many people in London want to buy golf clubs?
Well, I don't think they do, because these golf places are always having a flipping sale. They're always... There's never... You know, I think they should have one besides saying, golf! We'll put the prices up. Something like that.
Mm.
Right, we'd like to find out who's on Radio 1 tonight after us.
Yes, please.
We've got Newsbeat coming up at 5:45 and then... 6!
Now, that's fantastic. Dave Pearce with the Monday evening and a huge assortment of massive tracks. Super. Well, that's Lamac Live with the UK's premier 100% credible music programme tonight, live from Stockholm.
12!
Now that's the Breeze Block, Marianne Hobbs, rocking, jumping, pouncing, leaping and bounding. Super great, smashing.
And at 2 o'clock...
It's live Warren.
Right, so that's how it looks at Radio 1 for the next few hours. Enjoy it.
Quality.
And this is all... down to the unique way that the BBC is funded by you, the beautiful holders of the licence fee. If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't have a beautiful penthouse suite overlooking the Thames.
Mm.
And if it wasn't for you, the licence fee payers, Comedy Dave wouldn't be driven around in his chauffeur-driven Bentley.
Mm.
Thank you, licence fee payers.
We love you.
It's your BBC. Yeah. Mm? The Matt Lowe tonight, by the way, he's got a headline set from the Cardigans. He's in Stockholm tonight.
Yeah, I know, he said the other night. Told me about it.
What did he say? Are you having a conversation with Stephen Hack?
We were chatting in the pub.
He's a funny fella.
He's a very nice man, actually. He's a bit shy, but when you get speaking to him, he's a nice fella.
He used to listen to us when we did the early show, because apparently he suffers from insomnia.
That's right.
It's not a joke, that's true. Apparently the Matt suffers from insomnia, and therefore used to listen to the early show.
Couldn't sleep.
Yeah, that's what insomnia means, you dippy get. Doesn't mean keeping rabbits. You know, pigeon fancying. By the way, why do they call it pigeon fancying? Does that mean that you're physically sexually attracted to a pigeon?
Not all of them, just the ones with the little tufty bits on their heads.
Oh, God, that's gorgeous, wasn't it? Anyway, so there you go. So Stephen Mack live tonight from Stockholm, 8 o'clock. And don't forget, all this week, Simon Mayo is having the big competition for you to go see Star Wars first. Star Wars The Phantom Menace.
Great name.
And apparently... Phantom Menace is a really bad short man with spiky curly black hair and a stripy black and red jumper with a little dog called Dasher. Dog. And they run around causing havoc. But apparently, right at the end, Han Solo and Luke Skywalker, they get the Phantom Menace and he gets the slipper and he gets put over his dad's knee and spanked with the slipper. Am I the only one who thinks that's funny?
Employ Europe.
Borrow 110 quid and 2.5 hours later, you can be in Copenhagen, home to probably the best lager in the world. It's a brilliant city, really gorgeous to look at, with 17th century buildings and half-timbered houses. Some of the best ones are in the touristy bit Nyhavn, which is best appreciated from the stunning canal in a trendy cafe with a beer in your hand.
0800 110 100.
More upbeat is Tivoli Garden, with an old-fashioned funfair, free gigs and cheap cafes, and a massive midnight firework display 3 times a week. Nearly everyone speaks English, and jobs range from delivering free papers to working behind the scenes at the massive Roskilde Festival, where the toilet ratio is much better than Glastonbury, and all cutlery is biodegradable.
Bonjour. I'm David Ginola, thinking about working or studying abroad, but don't know where to go or what to do.
Then give the Radio 1 line a call now on 0800 110 100.
Employ Europe, 97 to 99 FM. Radio 1.
We're just a couple of hours away from Comedy Dave. What? And myself performing live at Wembley Arena with the Bare Naked Ladies.
Exclusively.
More details on the show tomorrow afternoon.
Friday night, you and your boys went out to eat. Then they hung out, but you came home around three.
If six. So what? She's got a big conk. 97 to 99 FM Radio 1. Houston, it's not right, but it's okay. And the excellent Chicane, Saltwater. What's that sample from then, John?
Enya.
Wrong. Well, close.
Some advert for paint.
No.
Think to Harry's game. My Clannad.
Clannad.
Clannad. Oh, Clannad, yeah. And she was in that, wasn't she? Enya was in that.
Yeah.
Yeah. All those pop facts, what we know.
Yeah, good. Right, okay, it's time to test our team's knowledge of music from the 90s.
Way.
As we head towards the millennium, I know this is a game that you like to play at home or in the car while you're driving home. Why not play along tonight? The prizes on offer are non-existent. So, good luck, everybody.
Thanks.
For a right answer, you'll hear... obviously.
Mm.
And for a wrong answer, you'll hear... Thank you very much. Shout out your name when you think you know the song. Ready?
Yeah.
John?
Yes, John.
Dave?
Dave. Dave?
Yes, Dave.
You Two and the Fly.
He beat you there, John.
I got whooped bad. I mean, I was nowhere and Dave was there and he took it. And I couldn't do nothing about it, but that's the kind of fighter that he is. Mm.
Next, here we go.
Oh. John?
Yes, John.
Pet Shop Boys? And...
You get it.
Yeah, it all goes faster after that.
It's a really hard job for a postman.
Delivering letters.
It's a really hard job for a postman.
Milkman.
Milkman? Oh, it's a really hard job for a postman if where you're delivering to is a place...
The streets have no name!
Hey, very good.
It's a really hard job for a postman, milkman.
Delivering milk.
Yes, it was the Pet Shop Boys and that big hit, Milkman, from 1992. All right, what's this?
Dave.
Yes, Dave?
Erasure.
And?
Oh. Love to Love You.
Should we try this one?
It's the wrong answer.
Love to Hate You.
Love to Hate You.
Here's the right one. John gets two, Comedy Neighbours one. John is in the lead.
I think we should get half each for that, because...
No, shut up. No, you get two.
He likes to make me lose, John.
Yeah, because you're a sucker and you're a moron.
Okay.
Next one, you ready?
Yeah.
Yep.
Play along at home, shout out your name. Do you think you know the answer?
Dave. OMD, Seven Seas of Love. Sailing on the Seven Seas of Love.
It was actually the Pet Shop Boys and Where the Streets Have No Name.
No, it wasn't.
I'm sorry about that. All right, you get a ding. What are you doing, Mel? Are you giving him the answers?
No.
No.
Next one, you ready?
Yeah.
John?
Yes, John.
Simply Red and... Something Got Me Started.
Is the right answer, which means John has three, Dave now has two.
Next.
All right, next one.
Hmm.
Dave will get this one.
Okay.
So you better be quick, John.
All right.
Dave, Zoe, Sunshine on a Rainy Day.
Thank you, John. He got it on this.
Spinderella.
Oh, no.
Salt and Pepper.
No, that wasn't it. You got it on that.
Hmm. I used to play that a lot.
What, on your guitar?
No. On the third table. Dave.
Yes, Dave.
Colour Me Bad.
Yes.
I Want to Sex You Up.
Oh, what a weird looking bunch they were.
I know.
Freaks.
It's like, this is like the mystery years, isn't it?
The mystery years.
But the mystery songs from the same year.
The mystery songs from the
same
year.
Am I winning now? Am I 4-3?
No, it's 3-all.
Can't be, I just answered 2.
Alright, it's 4-3. Next.
Dave.
Yes, Dave?
Kenny Thomas, Thinking About Your Love.
Wrong!
The Best of You.
Yes, but you had two guesses. So John gets half a point, and you get 1 point taken off.
Why?
Cheating. It's now 3.5 to John, 3 to Comedy Dave. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Bag of care. Why not come to Bob's Motors?
Welcome back. Right, it's hit or miss, it's make it or break time, it's sucker or mucker. It's fat or small, it's fish or chips.
Get on with it.
Whoever gets the next one will win.
Mm.
Ready?
Yeah.
You have to get it straight away.
Yeah.
Oh, this is going to be exciting. Should we play another record or should we just wrap it up now? All right, we'll do it now. You ready?
Yeah.
As soon as you know which one it is, you've got to shout out your name.
Dave. Set Adrift on Memory List. PM Dawn.
PM Dawn.
Dave.
I think this is...
That's Spandau Ballet and True.
Is the right answer Spandau Ballet and True? Well done, John. It's a big winner tonight on the Guess the Mystery Songs in the Year.
I'm very happy that I won, and I'm thrilled at what I achieved.
Do the jingle. The Mystery Songs.
The Mystery Songs from the same year.
On
Radio 1.
For Melinda, whose birthday it was yesterday.
Hey!
And listen to this. How many cigarettes have you had today, Melinda?
None.
There you go. How many would you normally have had by this time of the day?
20.
Each by the during the show. Have we got time for a quick Gloucestershire Tonight update?
Yeah.
Okay. On Gloucestershire Tonight, all the top stories from around the world, including...
So, Gary, how did you feel when Take That split up?
Well, I was really, really, really sad. But I took loads of drugs.
Yeah, you were really sad. And who's your favourite member of the band?
Mark, but I took loads of drugs, though.
Yeah. And what was the most outrageous thing you did?
Oh, I can't really remember, but I did take loads of drugs.
Yeah, and are you homosexual?
All the top stories! Gloucestershire Tonight! Because Gloucestershire cares. Would you like to hear the most wanted 666 from the last...